ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار.
Do not think Allah is heedless of the evil deeds in which the evildoers are engaged. He is merely granting them respite until a day when their eyes shall continue to stare in horror.
مُهْطِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَاءٌ.
When they shall keep pressing ahead in haste, their heads lifted up, their gaze directed forward, unable to look away from what they behold, their hearts utterly void.
وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابُ فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلَ أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, warn mankind of the day when a severe chastisement shall overtake them, and the wrongdoers will say, "Our Lord, grant us respite for a short while. We shall respond to your call and will follow your messengers." But they will be clearly told, "Are you not the same who swore earlier that they shall never suffer decline?"
وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ.
You said so, even though you had lived in the dwellings of those who had wronged themselves by sinning. And you were aware how we dealt with them, and we had even explained to you all this by giving examples.
وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ.
Indeed, the unbelievers contrived their plan, but it is in Allah's power to nullify their plan, even though their plans were such that would move even mountains.
فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ.
So do not think, O Prophet, that Allah will go back upon His promise to His messengers. Surely, Allah is mighty, Lord of retribution.
يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ.
Do warn them of the day when the heavens and the earth shall be altogether changed, when all will appear fully exposed before Allah, the One, the Irresistible. Do warn them of the day when the heavens and the earth shall be altogether changed. The present verse, as well as several allusions to the subject at different places in the Quran, indicate that the present heavens and earth will not be totally destroyed. It seems that it is only the present physical order of things that will be disrupted. Between the first and the second blowing of the trumpet, there will be a time gap of duration of which is known only to God. During this intervening period, the present form of the heavens and the earth will be transformed. A new physical order will be created, along with a different set of natural laws. This will mark the advent of the hereafter. Also, with the second blowing of the trumpet, all human beings created since Adam till the day of judgment will be resurrected and will be made to stand before God. This is what the Quran calls Hashr, the gathering.
وترى المجرمين يومئذ مقرنين في الأصفاد.
On that day, you shall see the guilty ones secured in chains.
سرابيلهم من قطران سرابيلهم من قطران وتغشى وجوههم النار.
Their garments shall be black as if made out of pitch, and flames of the fire shall cover their faces.
ليجزي الله كل نفس ما كسبت إن الله سريع الحساب.
So that Allah may requite each person for his deeds. Allah is swift in reckoning.
هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليذكر أولو الألباب.
This is a proclamation for all mankind, that they may be warned by it, that they may know that their God is none but the one true God, and that men of understanding may take heed.